Wake up and smell the coffee, Mrs. Bueller.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up, wake up.
How should I play this? Am I waking up? Am I hungry? Do I have to go number one, number two?
TMI, too much information.
And now, folks,
I am waking up the world.
Wake up and smell the future.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Where the left calls people enemies of the Republic, calls them fascists, says they're Nazis, says they're evil, says they have to be removed, and then prints their addresses. What do you think they're trying to do? They are trying to inspire someone to murder them. That is their objective. That is their intent. And when you see online, Sean, as we've seen for the last few days, tape after tape after tape of federal workers, bureaucrats, staffers in the Pentagon, educators, professors, healthcare workers, nurses, celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk? These are radicalized people. There is a domestic terrorism movement in this country. And let me tell you something, I'm not sure with anybody, but the last message that Charlie Kirk gave to me before he joined his creator in heaven was he said that we have to dismantle and take on the radical left organizations in this country that are fomenting violence. That was the last message that he sent me before that assassin stole him from all of us. And we are going to do that under President Trump's leadership. I don't care how, it could be a RICO charge, a conspiracy charge, conspiracy against the United States, insurrection, but we are going to do what it takes to dismantle the organizations and the entities that are fomenting riots, that are doxing, that are trying to inspire terrorism, and that are committing acts of wanton violence. It has to stop. And my message is to all of the domestic terrorists in this country spreading this evil hate, you want us to live in fear? We will not live in fear, but you will live in exile.
Stephen Miller, Deputy Chief, White House, laying it out for everyone. It's my first day that I'm able to speak about the Charlie Kirk assassination. And I got to tell you, it has opened up a can of worms that I never thought I would see here in the Valley. The Valley is filled with really good, decent people, 99.99% of them. But I'm amazed at the number of people here in the Valley, really in the whole tri-state area here where we cover with our great signals, how many of them are filled with such hate that they're almost happy that Charlie Kirk's been assassinated. Charlie Kirk, the founder of Turning Point, 31 years old, what this guy accomplished in 31 years puts almost everybody else to shame. It's unbelievable what this guy accomplished. So I thought to myself, well, what can I do about this? What can Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local do about this? What can Big Willie 105.5 do about this? And the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, Facebook live stream of the show. What can we do about this? What can you do about this? I think I have an answer, but I'm not sure. So we're conducting a poll this morning on Facebook, on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. You've got to go there, you've got to follow, and then you can vote. That's a very simple question. It's inspired by what's been going on X Twitter right after the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I am amazed at the number of people, really hateful people on the far left, some of whom are actually happy he was assassinated. Many others who don't seem to be bothered by that at all. And virtually everyone on the far left seems to have the attitude that, well, in one way or another, he sort of kind of had it coming because he's a Nazi fascist and, you know, blah, 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 blah. For those who don't know, Charlie Kirk is anything, was anything but. He believed in dialogue. He went on college campuses to have dialogue with people, to talk with them, to share his thoughts and listen to their thoughts. Charlie Kirk is the antithesis, was the antithesis of violence and Nazism and fascism and all the terrible things they keep calling us before they shoot at us and sometimes kill us. So what's been happening all over Twitter? By the way, an incredible show for you today. We'll get, all right, let me get to the, let me give that just the highlights of the show. Incredible show for you today. We've got the posts of several people here in the Valley, high-profile people who posted absolutely terrible things about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I've reached out to two of these people to get their side of this. I'll tell you about that and what happened. We also have Dimitri Graffiti today, around 8:50. All you do is you call in and say or do whatever it is you want to say or do on the air. You do not interact with the host. Make sure you adhere to the rules of engagement for Dimitri Graffiti. You will not be able to see this on the Facebook live stream because Facebook has essentially banned Dimitri Graffiti because of royalty issues with the music. So Dimitri Graffiti is banned on Facebook. So we end the Facebook live stream, which you actually see right now. Hi, how you doing? But you can hear it on our great radio stations, including using our app, which is the River Network app. You download it. It's free. River Network, download it. And then you can click Big Willie 105.5 to hear Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. That's why I couldn't talk about the Charlie Kirk assassination, because they don't have me on the air here Thursdays and Fridays. They have repeat shows, the best of, if you will, on the River Talk Radio Network Thursdays and Fridays. That's 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. But the stations include 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. So download that. You can hear Dimitri Graffiti at 8:50. Also, we have a prize package for you today. We've got a pair of tickets for you that I think you're going to really, really like. 15th caller is going to win those. We've got special guests for you. We've got Mr. Big Willie himself, who calls us from the luxurious state-of-the-art cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125, and he's got some thoughts as well about the Charlie Kirk assassination, as well as the reactions to all of this. And we also have Mr. Richard Bazzi as well, with Schultz Ford in Wheeling, and the campaign is called Drive Out Hunger with Schultz Ford. Richard Bazzi himself, with the hat. And he's going to be live on the air with me right here, Big Willie 105.5, a little bit later on this morning. An incredible show for you today. It's really important for you to vote in this poll. I can't tell you why, but it's really important that if there's an overwhelming demand for this, then I can take this information from the poll and present it to the powers that be and say, hey, do you want to do this? Because our listeners are saying, yeah, we got to do this. All right, I'll get to the question and the poll in just a bit, but I need to set this up. So on X Twitter, we have an awful lot of people who are really, really, really upset about the Charlie Kirk assassination, no question. And what they've been noticing is the posts on X Twitter, as well as on TikTok and Facebook, but primarily on X Twitter, of people on the left who are just delighted with the assassination. It's unbelievable. I mean, I'm reading this stuff, I'm going, I can't believe this is real. But it is. We're not talking scores of posts of people who are gloating about the assassination. We're not talking about hundreds of posts. We're not talking about thousands of posts. We are talking about untold tens of thousands, quite probably untold hundreds of thousands of posts of people throughout the world, primarily the United States, and a lot of a few certain fields who are just gloating about this, who are delighted about this. And one of the fields that has an inordinate amount of people who are gloating about the assassination, and this may surprise you, it surprised me. Public school teachers. Don't take my word for it. Go on X Twitter right now, open up an account if you don't have one, and just take a look at the number of public school teachers, including, by the way, colleges, but mostly K through 12, who are shamelessly gloating about the assassination. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. And so what is happening now, this organic movement is happening. An awful lot of people who are really, really upset about the assassination are taking screenshots of these vile posts and reposting them, saying, hey, this is John Smith. He works at the ABC widget store in on 123 Main Street in Wheeling, West Virginia, whatever it happens to be, and get to know this guy. Gee, I wonder if the widget store, the widget company, knows they have this kind of hateful person working for them. In other words, our side is now outing the haters. And all our side is doing is simply taking screenshots of what the haters have posted and saying, oh, here are their names. These are the names on the accounts. Here's where they work because that's what they have on their account. And here's what they're saying. Wouldn't it be a shame if people learned about this? That's it. No doxing, no family members, no locations, no phone numbers, none of that stuff. If you're John Smith and you got a Twitter account and you say you work at the ABC widget company or whatever, and you write something hateful about the assassination, somebody will take a screenshot of that, post it, and say, this is John Smith. He says he works at the widget company. Wouldn't it be a shame if the widget company knew what kind of employee that they had here with his hateful post? That's it. This trend is sweeping X Twitter. It's sweeping X Twitter. And I thought to myself, what could Big Willie 105.5 and Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local do here in our tri-state area, primarily the Upper Ohio Valley, to help out the hateful people who made these terrible posts? So we have a poll running right now on Big Willie 105.5. You have to follow the Facebook page, Big Willie 105.5. And the poll, and by the way, I hope you share this poll all over Facebook if you care about this. The poll has one simple question. Should Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page display the hateful posts regarding Charlie Kirk along with the names of those people in the Valley and their employers? If you think that would be a good idea, and again, we're simply taking screenshots of what they posted. And we say, here's John Smith, this is his account, he works at one, the widget company in Wheeling or in Steubenville or Moundsville or whatever. And here's what he has to say about the assassination. And we simply post it on Big Willie 105.5. Do you think that would be a good idea to hold people here in our listening area accountable? Here in the Upper Ohio Valley, the whole tri-state area, would it be a good thing to hold people accountable, or is this a bridge too far? Your vote matters. Go to the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Look at our poll. We're asking if our Facebook page should display the posts regarding the Charlie Kirk assassination, the vile posts, and then include the person's name, which you will see anyway in the post with the screenshot, and the person's employer. You vote yes. You vote no. The results are more important than you could probably imagine. But all I can tell you is it's important to vote.